This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome. It's Following On, and we're following on from today's first T20 game between India and the West Indies at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. India victorious by 6 wickets. They won the toss and put the West Indies into bat. They posted 157 for 7. India chasing that down with 7 balls to spare, making 162 for 4. Nicholas Puran, the top scorer for the West Indies, making 61 from 43 balls. Kyle Mayers, 31 from 24. Kyron Pollard, 24 not out at the end, was the only of the West Indian batsmen to get to 20. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar with a wicket, 1 for Deepak Chahar, 2 for Harshal Patel, 1 for Yuzvendra Chahal, and 2 for Ravi Bishnoi on his T20 debut, 2 for 17 from 4. In reply, India 162 for 4. Rohit Sharma made 40, Ishan Kishan 35, Virat Kohli 17, Rishabh Pant 8, they were the men to go. Suryakumar Yadav, 34 not out. Venkatesh Iyer, 24 not out. And a win, as I say, for Rohit Sharma's side. Sheldon Cottrell with one of the wickets. Roston Chase with 2. Fabian Allen with the other. So they take an early lead. Let's hear from Suryakumar Yadav, who was 34 not out at the end.
With the dew coming in, so anything outside off stump or anything on the leg stump, I just tried to time it nicely and was just getting got helped by the outfield here.
34 of 18 balls for you. Well played today. It's becoming a habit. You like batting here at 5 and closing the innings?
I like batting anywhere. I mean, I'm flexible to bat at any position. But yeah, today it was something different and I badly wanted to finish the game, and really happy to be on the winning side and staying not out.
Yes, I think I know why you're saying that.
Correct.
Tell us about Venkatesh Iyer, because did you have to guide him along at that stage? Because he's fairly new to this level of cricket.
Obviously, it was very important for him. When he came in, I think there was difference of just eight runs, and I told him there's no need of a fancy stroke out here. Just use the wicket, use the pace of the outfield, play good shots, have good intent, and at the end, he batted really well. Very happy with that.
It was interesting that in spite of the dew, the spinners, Akhil Hussain and Roston Chase, was the ball dripping in spite of it being moist? What was that?
I think their spinners bowled beautifully. There was no turn on the wicket, but I feel the ball was stopping a bit and there was a little bit of bounce. And later on, after 10-12 overs with heavy dew coming in, it was really difficult for them to grip it. So good advantage for us.
And well played once again. Look forward to seeing lots more of you.
Thank you, sir.
Harsha Vogle asking the questions of Suryakumar Yadav. I'm not sure if he's therefore been given the player of the match. It would be somewhat hard to ignore Ravi Bishnoi on debut with 2 for 17 from four overs, although he did manage to fluff his lines early on in the piece with a catch that he managed to hold, but he stepped back onto the rope and therefore it was at six rather than out. Steve Harmison and Jay Dernbach are with me for following on after that game today. Harmy, let's start with your thoughts. Look, we know how good India are. They've now won seven of their last T20s played, six of them in a row at home against the West Indies. They are a very, very impressive unit. And when you consider the team changes that have been made in recent times, it's an obvious thing to say, but their depth is just really, really frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Macca. But I look at this game and I think, you know what? If I was Kieran Pollard, Phil Simmons, we were in this game. We were in this game with a chance. If I was a West Indian fan, I thought, you know what? The way at the end there, I think a fit Kieran Pollard might have bowled a couple of overs. It just seemed as though the Indian batsmen were sort of cracking under the conditions a little bit. And then I thought, you know, you look at the pace off the ball of Chase and Hussain. I thought the West Indies had a little bit of a chance there. And you throw, if Jason Holder's fit for the next game, Kieran Pollard's allowed is able to bowl of a similar sort of surface, then the West Indies might have a little bit of a better chance, especially with Virat Kohli looking out of sorts and Rishabh Pant not looking as though he's timing the ball as well. So I don't think it's all doom and gloom for the West Indies. I thought they put up a decent performance. Just, again, that little, you know, 4 or 5% better, and they haven't got a bad side. But I think from a positive point of view, I think the West Indies are getting better as a unit, and I think that will please Kieran Pollard and Phil Simmons.
Jay Dernbach alongside. Would you echo Harmy's thoughts there?
Yeah, completely so. The West Indies dragged themselves back into that game beautifully after India got off to a blistering start with Rohit Sharma doing what Rohit Sharma does. So pleasing on the eye. But they got themselves back in the game and they kept taking wickets. Certainly in that middle period, it was a cluster of wickets they took. But sort of fundamental basics is what let them down. They took the wickets and then allowed some easy boundary options straight after the wickets were taken, which then just allowed the pressure to be released. The Indian batters then had a bit more time to get in. Suryakumar Yadav played beautifully in the end, but he was allowed to because he was given those freebies early on in his innings. So if they just tidy that up, they'd probably be there or thereabouts. And like we say, you know, India have made a few changes to their lineup, but it's a very good looking Indian side, and to go toe to toe with them, excuse me, for 80-90% of their game, they'll be fairly pleased.
I mean, Harmy, looking at it, the West Indies batting lineup still looks a batsman light to me at the moment, in the fact that Roston Chase is coming in at four, Rothman Powell at five. Now, of course, the problem with cricket is you're only allowed 11 players. If you give me 12, I can come up with a better balanced side, if you like. So if we're saying that Jason Holder comes back in, but he's probably not batting at four or five, how can they rejig this around and still have the amount of options and quality that they're looking for?
I think that's the key word there, the option of quality. I think when you look at the West Indian side, they have to play as a unit. All 11 players have to play and perform as a unit. Now, if Jason Holder's fit, he probably comes in for possibly an Odine Smith rather than a Roston Chase, because I think we've seen that Roston Chase's bowling has something to offer and he is a competent batsman. I just think when you look at this West Indian side, and if you put them in the table and rank them in the table of the top test player, now the top international nations in the shortest format of cricket, you realise why they're languishing down at seventh and below, because England have got a wealth of top players. You go Jason Roy at the top, Joss Butler, Ben Stokes, the world-class performers. You look at India with the likes of Rohit Sharma, you know, Virat Kohli, Rishabh Pant in the shortest format. New Zealand have got Williamson, Smith, Warner for Australia. I look at this West Indies side, in Nicholas Pooran is probably their best player, and he's not quite there. He's not quite of that standard. So because of that, they're always going to be, for me, 10, 15 runs short. The challenge of ours, Phil Simmons, was making sure that we don't just let the game meander. We don't get dot balls. You look at the boundary count not too dissimilar on either side. And the West in India win with comfortably 7 balls to spare. Rotation of strike and making sure that you're not standing still is what I think is the problem with this top order of West Indies. And that will give the chance of the likes of, you know, Allen, Smith, Shepherd, you know, Hossain, the big hitters at the bottom of the order, to then take the game away from the teams in the last 3 or 4 overs. And at this minute in time, I just think the top quality, world-class player is missing from this West Indian unit.
Right, let's now talk about, if you like, the elephant in the room regarding this game, and that is Dew. The game was underway at 1:30 UK time. With the 5.5-hour time difference to India, they're expecting the dew to start coming down at 8 p.m. Well, that's 2:30, so only an hour or so into the game. Jade Dernbach, how much, therefore, are the bowlers suffering from pretty early on in this game to not actually be able to do what they want to do with the ball? And in a game like T20, which is everything in the batsman's favour, Does it make the bowler's job bordering on impossible?
It certainly does at times, Macca. It's difficult with a game where we ask bowlers to constantly change up their pace, bowl slower deliveries, wider the off stump, Yorkers straight. We want to see all these deliveries bowled. But unfortunately, when you're gripping a bar of soap, it makes that very, very, very hard. And we saw this evening, Dew was certainly a factor. Both captains were looking to get the ball changed at times just because of that very fact. You know, that seam gets very wet. We saw even the spinners struggling to grip it. So you're asking a guy to run in the best part of 30 yards, come in and bowl a 90-mile-per-hour delivery with something you can't hold on to. It's going to bear relevance when it comes to the end of the game. So I think it is a factor. They did move the game half an hour earlier, but unfortunately, when you take over 2 hours to bowl the first 20 overs of a fixture, moving a half an hour makes no difference whatsoever. The dew still becomes a factor.
And just to clarify, that would be the same for both spinners and seamers. So it's not a case that if you know the dew's coming down, you say stack your bowling attack with spinners because it'll affect them less. The grip is the grip is the grip. It will affect whoever's trying to send it down.
Exactly that point. You've still got to grip onto it. That's your point of holding the ball. It's how you get the overspin. It's how you get the underspin. It's how you get everything, really. So it kind of takes all of that out of play. And it's disappointing when that becomes the factor and the thing that people want to talk about within the outcome of games. You know, these are big opportunities, big games for people. We're talking about World Cup coming up later on in the year. You know, when it's such a big factor, is there a case that these games should be played during the day? You know, to really nullify that issue and to make all things equal.
I think, Macca, on that, sorry, just to quickly jump in, this is where the ICC and the umpires have got to be so strong, because that dew gets worse and worse. And 2 hours for the first half is just not acceptable. Not acceptable at any level of cricket, whether it's India bowling first or batting first. I'll tell you what would have happened. There'll be absolute uproar. You know, Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma and the like, if India were on the back end of a close defeat and India had lost the toss and then had to field second and it took the West Indies 2 hours. I know for a fact the uproar, what would have happened from the Indian camp. So the umpires, the ICC, you've got to look at this. If you are going to allow India to bowl their first 20 overs in 2 hours, then you have to hit them hard with either penalty runs or men brought into the circle from outside.
Well, just on that, and you've touched on it, it did take India 2 hours to bowl 20 overs in the first innings of this. Now, the big screen kept flashing up that India were actually ahead of the run rate. Now, I've been looking at the regulations, and apparently that information is passed on by the third umpire, who is effectively the timekeeper. So we were saying at the time, surely that has to be erroneous, that can't be. Well, if the protocols have been followed, then they were there. Now, you get a bit of time back for injuries, you get a bit of time back for DRS, but we certainly did not get enough time for it to be 2 hours, and I'll repeat again, 2 hours, which means 10 overs an hour bowled. You're supposed to bowl, according to the ICC, at 14.1 overs an hour, not 10. Harmy, is there any defence for players in that situation?
No, but the umpires are the ones that are controlling the game. They're the ones that are controlling the game, and they've got to be strong enough. ICC, the third umpire, it's like you get the Sunday morning shout towards the linesman, and the linesman, when he gets the decision wrong, and they'll shout at the linesman and say, ah, you're just doing the line because you're not good enough to be in the middle. This is a third umpire who, whether he's incompetent, whether he's not strong enough because he's not in the middle, then you're going to have 2 hours for that first half. But for me, it's just not acceptable. 35 minutes over the top is ridiculous.
Let's hear from Kyron Pollard speaking with Murali Karti.
I think, between overs 6 to 15, we only scored like 46 runs in 9 overs. So I think if we can, look at it, we go up a notch in a couple of runs in those overs, we get 18, 20 runs, we'd have been competitive, on this scrum.
At the halfway stage, were you happy with 157 on board?
No, obviously not. We know 15, 20 runs, sort of short. But, if we got early wickets, we could have put them under pressure. But again, they got off to a good start. Rohit, taking the initiative and going after the bowlers. So, after 6 overs, they were, obviously in front of us. But I thought the way that the bowlers bowled and the way that we fielded, I think was very good, on our part.
You've got huge power hitters, still number 10. So somewhere down the line, there's always this talk of West Indies and the dot ball percentage. What do you think can be done? Because, look, as a bowler, you're thinking, 2 hitters in the end at both sides. What do you do? What do you think? Is there an area which can be improved upon?
Yeah, of course, there's an area we can improve. But, you look at it as twofold. We said we have a lot of hitters. We come out and we try to hit runs, or we try to go after the bowling and we get bowled out for 90. I guess the conversation is going to be different. So, different times call for different things. They have quality bowlers, on their side as well. So I think we have to play it, as we see it. It's continuous work in progress. And, the guys are working assiduously, in order to get it right. So I said, if you look at it, 9 overs of 46, if we had another 15, 20 within that block there, I thought we finished off well. We got like 60 odd in the last 4 overs. That's 15 runs and over. So again, it's just a matter of setting it up properly, and we continue to work on that. We can dissect from now till thy kingdom come, but we never get the right answers. It's just a matter of we have to come and get it done.
What about you? You were quite animated out there. I think it was all about trying to change the ball. Did it play a part? What can be done?
Obviously it's wet. I want my bowlers to have a fair share, be able to execute. If the ball is wet and they bowl high full tosses, again, we go behind the 8 ball further. So, again, for us, it's just trying to have that level sort of playing field. And, hopefully, come next game, that can happen. But, having said that, I thought, it was a very, very good game of cricket.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate the chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Thank you.
the West Indies captain.
Kieran Pollard speaking with Murali Kartik there. Interestingly, he felt that 10 or 15 more runs would have them competitive. Jay Durbach, worth reminding people that the average score batting first on Eden Gardens is indeed 158. So they're only one run light of the average on the ground. So while you might get used to seeing, you know, 210, 220s, not necessarily the case, even on a ground that is quite good for hitting sixes.
Yeah, certainly. There's many ways to conduct an innings and to get to a score which is competitive. They certainly did that. Pollard's alluded to it there. You know, they got 60 in the final four overs, so the hitting came to fruition in the end. Some poor bowling a little bit at the end with India. But it's that middle period we've spoken about again. You know, there's a lack of runs in that middle period. And it's not through necessarily lack of ability. I think it's just through some game smarts and some nous and being able to hit the boundary and then get off strike. If they want to watch anybody do it, they should watch Rohit Sharma at the top of the innings for the Indians. He goes in there, he plays some wonderful cricket shots, but always finds a way to get himself off strike, to relieve that pressure. And that's something the West Indian players can learn from. It's a case of finding those boundaries, yes, because T20 is about that, but just have a few more smarts, certainly on a ground where a par score is only 160. It says to you, you're going to have to work hard.
Harmy, just to go back to what Murali Kartik was asking Kieran Pollard about the dew there, I know we've already touched on it, but as a bowling slash fielding side, is there anything that can be done? I mean, look, you're one of the great lateral thinkers of the game who can come up with something that maybe people don't think about. Is there anything that can be done? I mean, obviously, one day internationals, we've gone to two white balls, one at either end. In a country where you have very heavy dew problems, could maybe that be a case that actually you have a white ball either end, so one of the balls is sitting in an umpire's pocket for six balls and maybe staying that little bit drier? Could something like that, or have you got a better idea of how we get around it?
No, the only thing I can think of is you start sharper. You start that little bit earlier to make sure that it's not... What we want is fairness for both sides. We want an even contest between bat and ball for 20 overs per side, and if one team is purely bowling first because he doesn't want to feel with a wet ball, then I'm not sure that is a fair contest. So that should come into the equation when you're planning these things. Do you want to play with two brand new balls in 2020 cricket? No, I don't, because we like the fact that it is the power player first six overs with a ball that offers a little bit. With a little bit of swing or a little bit of seam movement, and then it gets softer as it goes on and players develop. All of a sudden, if you've got a hard ball throughout the hole, it could go one of two ways. You literally could get jagging round everywhere, or you know, the ball batsmen do like that hard ball. So that was the only thing at the end there. When they're trying to change the ball, I'm not sure you want to be changing the ball. There's a difficult way to describe it. Do you want to change the ball because it's wet, but it's soft? If you've got a soft ball, the likelihood of it has to be really timed properly for it to go out the ground. So I just think the best way to do it is to make sure that you play it at a time where it's fair, fit and fair for both sides. And history will tell you, that when it gets beyond 7 o'clock in Eden Gardens, that part of the world, you bring the dew factor comes in at that time of the year. And it's not rocket science. It should just be played during the day.
So, first game of a three-match series. India have won it. West Indies, therefore, have to win the next two if they are going to be successful in this series. And by the way, the West Indies have won only one of their last 12 T20 matches outside of the Caribbean. So, those are numbers not greatly in their favour. Jade Durnbach, how do they go about it then? First of all, they've only got 2 days before the next game, so they've got one day. They might not even practice tomorrow, depending on how they feel. How are they going to go about it? How do they become more competitive in 48 hours?
I think you hope Jason Holder has a miraculous recovery and he gets himself back into that starting 11. That'd certainly be an added bonus for them. His experience, his runs, his wickets, his leadership probably. So they'll be hoping to get him back. But essentially, it kind of reverts back to the point we spoke about earlier. It's, can somebody else accumulate some runs through that middle overs for them? They know what the conditions are going to be like. It's going to be fairly similar. They just need somebody to rotate the strike in the middle overs, have the likes of Puran hitting and playing as Puran does, but he needs somebody at the other end who can feed him the strike. And doing that I would also say, is there an option to bring Kieran Pollard up the order? Can he face more deliveries? We saw today he came in and started very slowly, but then was able to catch up. If he has an extra 15, 20 balls, what can he make of it? You know, we're asking other young guys to come in and do that job. Kieran Pollard is a very experienced T20 cricketer, plies his trade in India a lot in the IPL, so he's pretty familiar with these conditions. So is there a case to chuck him up the order and say, give yourself a few more deliveries, spend some more time at the crease, and then we have the option for you to explode come later on?
Harmy, is the fact, though, that whatever the West Indies do, India are just too good for them. They're outmatched.
Yeah, they're a fine side. You can't take anything away from India. They're a fine side, well-led. Two of their best players aren't really performing as well as they would like at the minute in Pant and Virat. But I think from a West Indies, like Kieran Pollard said, they're a work in progress. They're going to get better. I agree 100% with Jade. I think Pollard should come in where Powell comes in, because of his experience of playing in them conditions, and just moving Powell down that little bit, that one more in the batting order. Would it make a difference? Well, time will tell. But at the end of the day, I think the West Indies aren't that far away from competing, and it wouldn't surprise me if they win one of the last two games.
Harmy, thank you very much. Jade, thank you very much. We'll do it all again on Friday in the second T20 International. Coming next, another chance to listen to Mark Nicholas in conversation with the great man, and I don't use that lightly, Sir Vivian Richards. So that's coming your way next. But India have taken a 1-0 lead in the series in the T20 matches, thanks to a 6-wicket win at Eden Gardens.
Fifth ball of the first over here on TalkSport 2, and that's out. King is forward, but not with any real positive intent.
Surikumar Yadav will not get an easier catch in T20 cricket.
As Pooran does connect, this goes high into the sky and into the stands at mid-wicket.
He's gone cross-batted into the leg side and he's connected beautifully.
Pooran.
Bit of air on that one. Pooran's climbed into it. Now that's gone very, very high, but it's not gone very, very long. Oh no! It was caught, but the fielder stood on the advertising rope and it's going to be 6 and not out.
On debut as well, the young lad taking a great catch. Would have been a massive wicket first up.
Oh, Pooran's waited for that. Got underneath it. Swung it over the leg side for 6.
There was a little bit of flight. This looks good. And I think this will be the first wicket in his international career for Bishnoi. Shorter from Shahar. On the hook is Hussain. Hasn't got hold of it. And it's been caught by the bowler himself.
Oh, and that's a fabulous shot by Pooran. He's cut it between third man and backward point. Threaded the gap and it goes away for 4. Pooran has 53 to his name. Harshal Patel around the wicket to finish the over. Pooran has got hold of this one, but straight down the throat to Virat Kohli at long off. And Pooran will go for 61 from 44 deliveries. Here we go then, final ball. Odian Smith has hit this one down towards long off, but it won't get to long off. In fact, it will be caught by Rohit Sharma on the edge of the 30-metre circle at mid-off, with one of the most nonchalant catches ever. So the West Indies have posted 157 for 7 from their 20 overs.
Well, it's a lovely pick-up from Rohit Sharma on the pads, full, and that has been clipped up and over, deep square leg for a 6. It comes in, no, this is darted in, really, and clipped away. 4 more runs. And India go past 50, 52 without loss, down on one knee and hauled away this time by Rohit Sharma, targeting leg stump, but he's got it too far down the leg side, and all Rohit has to do is get up and underneath it, help it on its way.
Rohit takes on the next ball from Roston Chase towards the mid-wicket boundary. It's gone high. Catch taken on the boundary. Even when Rohit gets out, he does it stylishly. He's a fraction away from another maximum.
Rohit, for all his timing and his touch that's been so far in this beautiful innings, didn't quite get the timing right.
Final ball of Chase's over, and Kishan rocks back and picks out the fielder. Picks out the fielder at mid-wicket. A smart catch to his left as this is tossed up by Fabian Allen. And Virat Kohli has hauled out He held the pose, and his holdout is Kieron Pollard, who's taken the catch at long off. Is that on the body of Pant, and he's caught.
Got themselves in a predicament when they didn't really need to. Lost a cluster of wickets.
Sheldon Cottrell goes in, bowls a slower ball bouncer, and Surikumar turns round, is facing fine leg, and larrups it over the fence for six.
139 for four, 19 now needed from 18.
Venkatesh Iyer then, 18 not out, faces Fabian Allen, launches it into the leg side. And that will be that. It clears the boundary, clears the fielder. They finish in the grand manner. India win the first T20 by 6 wickets.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.